This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Hollywood and the entertainment media worldwide have made many movies about angels. They almost always get their facts wrong. Let's set the record straight today. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. That is why we have the website gospel2africa.com. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio and on shortwave radio. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospel2africa.com/contact, no matter where you live. You may write to us through the regular mail to this address: Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio 43558, USA. Our Vision for Christ website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com/contact, and our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. This past Christmas, I was watching several movies that involved angels interacting with people on Earth. While entertaining, they got their facts wrong. There are many unbiblical views of angels today. Some believe angels are human beings who have died. Others believe that angels are impersonal sources of power. Still others deny the existence of angels entirely. What does the Bible say about angels? Well, angels are an entirely different order of being from humans. Human beings do not become angels after they die. Angels will never become and never were human beings. God created the angels just as He created humanity. Hebrews 9:27 says very plainly, "People are destined to die once and then face judgment." After death, people are not turned into angels so they can reform a single human's wayward life or to make someone still living see how mean and uncaring they have been and so to get them to reform their earthly life. God is not seeking to improve the moral character of bad people so they will be nice, upstanding citizens of their town. God is interested in making spiritually dead people alive in Christ so they can become fit and ready for eternal life in heaven. You only have this life on earth during which you can accept or reject Jesus Christ as your Savior. You only get one lifetime. Without Christ, there will be judgment, but not for the Christian. Romans 8, starting in verse 1, says, "So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to Him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death." Now, back to the subject of angels. Angels are personal, spiritual beings who have intelligence, emotions, and will. This is true both of the good and the evil angels, which are called demons. Angels possess intelligence. See Matthew 8:29, 2 Corinthians 11:3, 1 Peter 1:12. All these show emotion, and Luke 2:13 and James 2:19 and Revelation 12:17 show them exercising will, and Luke 8:28 and 2 Timothy 2:26 and Jude verse 6 show angels are spirit beings. You see that also in Hebrews 1:14, without true physical bodies. Although they do not have physical bodies, they still have personalities. Because they are created beings, their knowledge is limited. This means they do not know all things as God does. See Matthew 24:36. They do seem to have greater knowledge than humans, however, which may be due to three things. First, angels were created as an order of creatures higher than humans. Therefore, they innately possess greater knowledge. Second, angels study the Bible and the world more thoroughly than humans do and gain knowledge from it. See James 2:19 and Revelation 12:12. Third, angels gain knowledge through long observation of human activities. Unlike humans, angels do not have to study the past. They have experienced the past. Therefore, they know how others have acted and reacted in situations and can predict with a greater degree of accuracy how we may act in similar circumstances. Though they have wills, angels, like all creatures, are subject to the will of God. Good angels are sent by God to help believers. See Hebrews 1:14. Here are some activities the Bible ascribes to angels. They praise God, Psalm 148:1-2, Isaiah 6:3. They worship God, Hebrews 1:6, Revelation 5:8-13. They rejoice in what God does, see Job 38:6-7. They serve God, Psalm 103:20, Revelation 22:9. They appear before God, Job 1:6 and Job 2:1. They are instruments of God's judgments, Revelation 7:1-8:2. They bring answers to prayer, Acts 12:5-10. Angels aid in winning people to Christ, Acts 8:26-10:3. They observe Christian order, work, and suffering, 1 Corinthians 4:9-11:10, plus Ephesians 3:10 and 1 Peter 1:12. They encourage in times of danger, Acts 27:23-24. They care for the righteous at the time of death, Luke 16:22. Angels are an entirely different order of being than humans. Again, humans do not become angels after they die. Angels will never become and never were human beings. God created the angels just as He created humanity. The Bible nowhere states that angels are created in the image and likeness of God as humans are. See Genesis 1:26. Angels are spiritual beings that can, to a certain degree, take on physical form. Humans are primarily physical beings, but with a spiritual aspect. The greatest thing we can learn from the holy angels is their instant, unquestioning obedience to God's commands. Now, are angels male or female? The Bible does not necessarily support the gender of angels being male or female. Whenever gender is assigned to an angel in Scripture, it is male. See Genesis 19:10-12, Revelation 7:2, chapter 8:3, chapter 10:7. And the only names assigned to angels are Michael and Gabriel, generally considered to be masculine names. Now the question comes up, do we have guardian angels? Matthew 18:10 states, "See that you do not look down on one of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven." In the context, these little ones could either apply to those who believe in Him, or it could refer to the little children. This is the key passage regarding guardian angels. There is no doubt that good angels help to protect. See Daniel 6:20-23, 2 Kings 6:13-17. Also, angels reveal information. Acts 7:52 and Luke 1:11. Angels guide. See Matthew 1:20 and Acts 8:26. Angels provide for in Genesis 21:17 and 1 Kings 19:5-7. Angels minister to believers in general. Again, Hebrews 1:14. The question is whether each person or each believer has an angel assigned to him or her. In the Old Testament, the nation of Israel had the archangel Michael assigned to it. See Daniel 10:21 and Daniel 12:1. It cannot be emphatically answered from Scripture whether or not each believer has a guardian angel assigned to him or her. But as stated earlier, God does use angels in ministering to us. It is scriptural to say that He uses them as He uses us. That is, He in no way needs us or them to accomplish His purposes, but chooses to use us and them nevertheless. See Hebrews 1:7. In the end, whether or not we have an angel assigned to protect us, we have an even greater assurance from God if we are His children through faith in Christ. He works all things together for good. That's Romans 8:28-30. And Jesus Christ will never leave us nor forsake us. That's Hebrews 13:5-6. If we have an omniscient, omnipotent, all-loving God with us, does it really matter whether or not there is a finite guardian angel protecting us? Angels are personal beings who worship and obey God. God sometimes sends angels to interfere in the course of humanity. We must recognize the warfare that exists between God's angels and Satan and his demons. When we understand that angels are created beings just as we are, we realize that worshiping or praying to angels robs God of the glory that belongs to Him alone. It was God, not angels, who sent His Son to die for us, who loves and cares for us, and who alone is worthy of our adoration. A key verse is Hebrews 1:14. Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? So my question then is, have you decided to inherit salvation? You can if you choose to. Trust in Jesus, repent of your sin, confess your personal faith in Jesus Christ, and choose to live as a Christian according to the Bible. 2 Corinthians 5:15 says, Christ died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for Him who died for them and was raised again. Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to actively repent of their sins, and to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God, through your only Son, Jesus. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for all people everywhere as they believe in Jesus. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. That is why we have the website gospel2africa.com. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio and on shortwave radio. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospel2africa.com/contact, no matter where you live. You may write to us through the regular mail to this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, USA. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text from Hebrews 1:14. Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation?